We are in the home stretch for the Breakfast Club with John Boggs back at Ponderosa. John?
It has been a busy, busy morning. Now it's a little quiet out here. Everybody's kind of left. Time to wrap up. Just wanted to mention that tomorrow's Good Friday, and on Saturday, there's going to be several Easter egg hunts. There's going to be an Easter egg hunt at Crown Point on West Bothall Street at 9:30. The WPGW Breakfast Club, or Breakfast Club, WPGW Easter egg hunt is going to be at the Hudson Family Park at 11 a.m. That's a new location, and as many times as we say it, I know there's going to be someone that goes to the old park. But we want to make sure you all come to the Hudson Family Park. We've got it all laid out. We're real excited. We think we're going to have a lot of fun with all the kids, the Easter eggs, and the prizes. There's another Easter egg hunt at Persimmon Ridge on 200 North Park Street at 1 p.m. And Saturday, the Montpelier Motor Speedway opens on their season. And you can find out more about that on MontpelierMotorSpeedway.com. Museum of the Soldier reopens on April 7th, and you can find out more about that at museumofthesoldier.com. Of course, Easter Sunday is April 8th, and coming up, as we mentioned earlier, was the United Way annual meeting on April 18th, 5:30 at the John Jay Center. If you want to find out how the money is distributed and how, you know, where it all came from, the United Way this year, show up for that meeting. It's very interesting. There's a lot of awards. A lot of people are mentioned. And you'll see just how giving our community is. Also, coming up for the Chamber of Commerce is kind of an advance notice. The Gordon Meeker golf outing is coming up on May 19th. If you're interested in playing, contact Janet Vance at Crossroad Federal Credit Union. And, Jeff, I know you're excited because the Reds open tonight.
Yes, sir. Go Red Legs.
Yeah, and Sam Thomas is excited because the Tin Caps open tonight. Hey, I want to give a final thanks to the Expo Committee. Those who were here but were not on the air was Karen Bailey and Lori Bance, Christy Coral and Donald Gillespie. We want to thank Vicky Tagg, who was on the air with us, April Walashek, Gail Broadwater, and Buzz Keck. The Expo is a humongous undertaking. It takes a lot of man hours to organize. A lot of people volunteer, and we do it all for the community. Hope everybody shows up. We know it's going to be a good time. There are going to be lots of products that are not normally seen going to be out there for Jay County residents. It's going to be a good thing, so please show up on April 14th. And Jeffrey O., I think that kind of wraps up the Breakfast Club.
You heard my pun with Sam, though, on the Tin Caps, right?
No. What was that again?
I kind of gave the boo, you know.
Yeah.
No, that was for Sam, not necessarily.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, I have to ribber every once in a while, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Like everybody else.
You know what? You guys are looking at baseball, and the Masters is this weekend. That's my event, so.
Oh, man. Golf is hard because I can't tee off, so I get teed off.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Tiger goes off in an hour and 35 minutes, so.
All right.
Hey, we'll do this again in a couple weeks.
All right. It's 9 o'clock. NBC News is now